With ideas in her head and those doll sewing skills in her hands, May Reeves traveled by train from Georgia all the way up north to Chicago, Illinois. At the Chicago School of Millinery, people made all kinds of head coverings, and lots of people needed them. In those days, hats on heads were as common as shoes on feet. But even in the integrated cities, Black people lived unequal lives. Black women were often treated as though they were invisible. When a Black woman went out wearing a hat and gloves, there was a chance she'd be shown more respect. Hats were a way for these queens to be seen, shining light on the dignity they always had. May used wire, fabric, steam, and most of her imagination to create crowns. She made sassy hats, classy hats, high headpieces, and low caps. She used bows and baubles, created ruffles and bustle. Each hat was an original, like May herself.